See, man, that's why I invalidate that voted by the players.
You
nonsense.
Invalidate.
I invalidated. Tyreek Hill number one. Kobe,
who, that what we vote? Who did you vote for?
I didn't vote.
What the fuck? Voted by players. They didn't take your vote.
That's crazy. That's fucking insane.
That was pretty smooth. Still,
you missed that day?
That was pretty smooth. I ain't gonna lie. That was pretty smooth.
Recovery. You're on recovery during that time, right?
They don't let injured. They don't let injured players vote and shit. So
I ain't gonna lie.
Ended the season in the IR.
I don't understand why you guys are behaving this way, but I'm just saying Tyreek Hill should not have been number one.
Okay, why are you making your voice so deep?
He's trying to seduce the men watching.
Why are you making your voice so deep?
He's trying to serenade the men watching.
This is how deep my voice usually is, bro.
Go ahead, Kia, continue. You got him.
I don't understand, that, big bro. This is actually how the voice is all
you
the time.
You got aura. You trying to chill your aura?
Chill.
You trying to get aura?
Chill.
Bro.
I actually chill the fuck out.
I know what his head is just like, man, just in case we talk about the ratings and the players watch us, I need to make sure that my voice sounds deep.
It is that deep, though.
Yo, stop, man. All please. Right.
All right. Talk DMX. Normal. Talk normal.
All right, bro. Just go. Okay. Do whatever you want.
Mahomes at four is ridiculous, though.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, higher? Why? I think Mahomes should be higher. I think.
Whoa.
I think
did we confirm that this was voted on by November?
Listen, yeah, somebody was trying to whisper that shit to me.
It was me, bro. Why the fuck? Why you gotta act mysterious?
I didn't remember.
I'm gonna be real.
It was me.
Mahomes probably should have been number two.
No.
But the reason I agree with Tyreek being number one is, first of all, Tua is his quarterback. That alone should warrant the number one vote.
You did give him a max.
To give that stats. Yeah, with Tua as your quarterback?
If we are going based off the notion that it was allegedly done before the last month of football, then it's not that bad.
But why?
It's still pretty crazy, though.
We know for sure playoffs wasn't involved.
Like, why are we acting like there isn't a good system? That
because
over there?
It wasn't really confirmed. Like,
usually it is. Well, I wouldn't say people were saying.
Yeah, it's only regular season.
Because people were
gonna, never playoffs.
Exactly.
Thinking at that point in time that KC was going to win the chip at that point.
That's what it always is.
That is true.
Even that season, Cam Newton had his best year.
He was number one.
He was number one regular season.
No, but then you still think Tyreek should have had that number one spot?
I still think so.
I don't know.
I got to go Lamar number one. He's the MVP, man.
Well, that's the thing, though. Lamar got his case. Lamar had his case the last month.
But he was good before that, though.
He was good, but that's when he like beat San Fran, Miami. You know that.
Okay.
Those games, those solidified games.
Well, I think then they should.
He's number two. It's not like he's.
Fix the fucking system if we need to confirm this.
It should be after playoffs.
I gotta say, C-Mac is better than the guy, too, though. In that
C-Mac's
season.
C-Mac's better than who?
Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I think he had a better season than Tyreek Hill, too.
You're wild.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yo, he did have a really good season. You know, CMC on a parlay.
He was.
The touchdown was an automatic lock.
Let's compare. Well, it's easier to run in a touchdown.
We had to fucking start taking that shit at two.
Yeah, bro. That's how much even odds.
But look at the team, though.
But who would you rather have on your team last year, though? Last year specifically.
C-Mac.
Tyreek.
Oh, really? Come on, man.
Just because of the position itself.
But depends on what team are you talking about.
Nah, man. I think Tyreek is good.
Okay, let's say this.
Tyreek is great.
See, I'll tell you this. Two things. Like, I think if you put C-Mac on Miami and took Tyreek and put him on San Fran, I think both teams would get better.
I don't know.
Nah, I think Niners would do worse.
Yeah.
I think
no!
What? No, I think Miami would be worse.
What?
You think Miami would be worse if C-Mac
went
to West?
Yes, because C-Mac is the only offense there at that point.
Yeah. No, you have to duel him and Mustard.
Nobody ever creates the fact that
C-Mac and Mustard, and then you have Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle is also
the only reason CMC did really good is because of how many options San Fran has too.
Yeah, Kittle.
Yo, Miami wasn't a one trick. Miami wasn't a one trick pony
either. Because of Tyreek, you had there. You had Jalen Waddle on the other side. So, you're not doubling one of them,
but,
obviously.
But, like, look at any running back they put in Miami's backfield, they're scoring.
That's because they had people like that spread out
was
the
that
field,
was that guy a rookie,
bro.
Or was he just a... What's Who? His name? The speed on... the speed.
A-Chain? A-Chain was a rookie. Yeah. But anybody they put back there, man. Even...
And we're talking about the two greatest offensive-minded people. Yeah. Shaolin and...
Bro, you got that guy running? Wow.
I can see C-Mac being... I think C-Mac...
He's playing with the noodle arm guy, first of all.
Exactly.
And C-Mac stayed healthy, though. Like, he doesn't do that shit.
Yeah.
I gotta give him... He doesn't... Look at him. He has a calf sprain. He's done the whole
process. Another thing is, if Tyreek stayed healthy, he would have got the 2,000.
Nah.
That's, I do agree with you, though, where the list is kind of bogus.
I do believe it's kind of bogus. They had Keenan Allen above Brandon Ayuk. Like,
okay, now that I agree with.
I just can never.
Absolutely fucking not.
That I agree with.
What?
I've been
telling Keenan Allen above Brandon Ayuk.
That season, you can't.
A like, second team All Pro.
Brandon Ayuk had a better season than Keenan Allen last year, right?
Objectively, though, like statistically.
No, did he? No.
We compared it that before though.
No, did we?
Did we compare it last season?
Did we compare it last season?
Or did we do career?
Sonny, pull up the stats, man.
I think we might have done.
Sonny got a Sonny's career, so Sonny actually knows exactly how to find that.
But have some people left off, bro. Like
who they leave off?
Legarius Sneed.
Legarius Sneed is a McDuffie? Good example. McDuffie.
Come on,
a lot
on,
of defensive
bro.
People they have.
Your guy?
Jalen Johnson.
Come on, bro.
I don't understand how you could vote Montez even, Sweat. Like, okay. Montez Sweat was a big part, for sure. He turned
the defense. The disrespect around. At that position is insane. And it starts with guys like you,
But even the top 10, like Chris Jones was, what, 7?
Okay, Chris
Jones was nice. Yeah.
Ninth?
No, he's nice.
What's he on
the
list?
He was 6th.
6th.
And he was right behind Myles Garrett, who was at 5.
Which is fair.
Okay, let's do Ayuk and Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen played 13 games, 1,243 yards, 7 touchdowns. Did he have any rushing? No.
I feel like the way they did this list was basically take, okay, at each position,
hold on, and then put that in the top 10
like that, right?
And Ayuk played 16 games, so 4 more games, had 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns. So we talking same amount of touchdowns and only 100 more yards with 3 more games?
With C-Mac on your team, though.
Yeah, with and Debo.
So. And George Kittle.
And George Kittle.
Like, that's a lot of usage for somebody.
Yeah, but bro, if anything, if you have more favors, it works in the player's benefit.
Not really,
no.
You got to spread the ball, though. That's like
the reason he's able to get those targets.
Is because he's, yeah.
But he's the one receiver on the team, bro.
He's not.
He's not the
Debo.
One receiver.
Debo, you're telling me when
if he was the one receiver, you wouldn't be in trade talks right now.
Let me
facts.
100%.
That's facts.
You're telling me when people talk about when they're game planning, when defenses are game planning for San Francisco, you're telling me Ayuk is the first person they're thinking about?
No.
He's the last.
Receiving wise.
He's the last.
Kyle Shanahan runs a run first offense, so obviously it would be C-Man.
We're all right, buddy.
Who's second?
No, who's second?
You think Brandon Ayuk isn't the first wide receiver they talk about?
Debo. They're talking about Debo, bro.
The person who can spread the field the best.
But look
receiver.
At this. If it's a run-first offense, that's already reducing the receiving yards. Then you're also the third option.
If it's a run-first offense, then run is getting the first attention, which means receivers off of play action are most likely wide.
Yeah, but they have success running, though.
You're basically getting a third of the possession.
They have success running.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, you're saying it as
you know the basics of football. A team that has success running, obviously, is going to have success in the pass game.
But Keenan Allen is the only wide receiver that Chargers had last season.
Bro, we're talking about Keenan Allen was the only one that was being productive.
But what we're talking about different volumes. How many receptions? Can we compare receptions?
Hold on. My boy Brock Purdy did throw for 4,200 yards. And had 444 attempts. Let's compare it to, what's a pass heavy offense?
What do you mean?
Pass heavy offense say Tua. Would be Josh Allen?
Nah, towards the end of the year.
Okay, I don't even know if I'd say Miami's pass heavy after they start going with Mustard and
I think Tua had 4,000 yards, no?
Tua had 4,600 yards. Yeah. 560 attempts.
Okay. But what was it?
So it's not that off. 444? 444? Okay, and then
pull up.
Receptions?
Pull up Justin Herbert's stats.
He got injured.
Oh. Yeah.
Your boy Ayuk had 75 receptions.
He had way more yards per reception.
And
for sure.
Thing had 108.
Yeah, I mean, he's a slot receiver.
He's a possession guy.
Yeah, he's a possession guy. So, I mean, yards per catch. I mean, if he had the same amount of catches, he'd have a lot more yards, but whatever. I mean, I get what you guys are saying, though.
I think that's not the...
The question, right?
I think 75 receptions shows you that he wasn't the primary target.
How many did the other guys have, though? Can you check Debo Samuels and George Kittle? Just for argument's sake.
Do you not have a phone, bro?
You do it well.
You're literally on the internet, bro.
Yeah, you do it well, though. Like
a lot faster.
Like, actually, you were a lot faster.
It's so easy. Look, I'll tell you guys a trick. You go to Wikipedia. You go all the way down here to NFL
I've never been taught statistics. This. I've never been taught this.
Well, there you go.
You think somebody went to something, but let me teach you this NFL stats Wikipedia.
Yo, can you tell us the stats, though?
60 receptions.
Okay, how many George Kittle
15
have?
Games.
Okay.
Bro, I'm still on Debo. What do you want me to do? Like, what the fuck do you think about a computer? Like, shit, man. 892 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 rushing touchdowns. It's pretty big.
Yep.
All Kittle right, had a big season.
Yeah, he had 1,000 yards.
Oh.
For a tight end. It's pretty big.
That is
he actually made All-Pro first team over
That Travis? Is pretty big.
Over Travis. Yeah, he had 1,000 yards, 65 receptions, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, so like it's an even, pretty much even and across
remember,
the board.
Keenan Allen had brick hands, Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, bro, that's Josh even Paul, more so reason why saying, he gets like, utilized going into more. Him. Like there's like
yeah, so if someone on the team is getting a lot more attention, realistically they shouldn't be able to compete with someone who's the fourth or third option.
That is what you guys are saying.
No, I'm simply saying that Keenan Allen is the only person that had any productivity, as Brandon said. Last season. So you know what they kept doing? Targeting him. Now, with Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George
Okay,
Kittle,
tell me this. You're a defensive coordinator,
so let me
right?
finish the point and then you can say
Okay, go ahead.
I have another point.
So you have four guys who are stars. Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to spread the ball around. I get it, man.
Like, why are you like upset about that, though? Like, that's the reality.
You're not saying anything new.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Right. You're a defensive all coordinator, right?
Yeah.
You're going to play the San Francisco 49ers. Who are you going to plan for first? C-Mac.
Okay.
Who's second?
Debo.
Are you all not right. planning for all of them? I don't get what this whole argument is.
It's the main focus. There's a main focus.
Yeah.
None of them got stopped anyways, all season. Nobody got stopped.
Exactly, because there's so many. Okay, now you're a defense coordinator planning to play against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Who are you planning against first?
Keenan Allen.
Thank you. So, instead of having...
That's a true number one.
Four primary options to look at. Brother, you have one person to focus on.
But that's like
being and on he's a, still producing.
That's like being on a bad basketball team and you're the only
good player.
No,
it's not. Because you get doubled, man.
That's like Jordan Poole dropping 40 for the Wizards all the time.
You get
bro.
Doubled, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He had a shit season, bro.
Bro.
I'm just saying, it's inflated stats. Like Bradley Beal.
He was better on Golden State,
No, but
bro.
It's like Bradley Beal. Scoring, averaging 29 points per game.
You're comparing a different sport, bro.
It's 82
it's the same
games.
Points.
Well,
it's the same
not,
Yo, you can double. You can double role. Team in basketball, man.
Yeah,
he's
but
still scoring. He's the only guy.
You're saying there's no focus. Like you're playing against LeBron James. You're saying the coach is not be like, let's fucking lock down LeBron.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is like, let's say you have LeBron, Anthony Davis. Let's say if they picked up DeRozan. You think DeRozan, what he's averaging in Chicago, he's gonna average the same thing in on the Lakers?
No, he's not.
No, because he's spreading the ball. Regardless
yeah,
of LeBron James' number
sport.
One
yeah,
focus.
It's complete difference.
All right, bro. So let's just say, okay, all right. Then we'll
Yo, do you know how hard it is to beat your guy and a safety?
Exactly.
Every time, and then they bracket you?
Brother.
That shit is not easy, bro.
Brother, just let me say what I'm saying. So you're saying if A.J. Brown individually is as good as he is on the Eagles, if CeeDee Lamb comes there, A.J. Brown's going to have the same amount of yards?
No.
Because he's going to spread the ball out, bro.
Exactly.
What the fuck are we talking about?
That's all we're saying.
But it goes both ways.
Of course it does.
It does go both ways.
I understand what you're saying, but I would suspect.
Bro, put Ayuk on any other team, make him the
you
number
said he
one.
Had a better
He's
year.
Not going to have
did,
the
though.
Same
he had
stats.
More yards. He had more yards per reception. He
I think you
he
take.
Did.
Nah,
think,
but
I
like
think,
if you take the games,
and
bro,
and
like,
was second. And,
I think you're tripping, man. I think you take Ayuk and put him as a number one, like on a team that's trash. He'll have the same
we'll
yards
see.
Or
we'll
more.
See. He might be. That might be happening right as we speak.
Right.
But yo, you've never Let's been see. In that position until you're in that position.
Exactly.
Until you're actually a number one. CD was good, but no one thought he was CD until Amari Cooper left, and he did it on his own,
and he showed us. Okay.
AJ so, Brown as well.
So.
Yeah, nobody thought AJ Brown was like
and
that.
And that's why the players voted it that way. Players know Ayuk is not number one there. That's why they voted that way.
Okay. I still think Ayuk had better stats though.
Okay. Here's a great example. Allen Robinson.
How about
same
this?
Thing, bro.
That's terrible.
He was good, and then he went on the Rams and he was shit.
Allen Robinson went every.
And he was paid. He was paid to be the number one, bro.
He was the number one. In Chicago.
People fall off.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly good the before? Point I'm making.
Yeah.
Wasn't he number one before? Who's number one then? Before that, when he was on
Jacksonville.
But you could be a shit number one.
He was number one though.
Yeah, you could be number shit.
No, but like
he could be shit.
When they pick up Allen Robinson, it wasn't like, oh my god, we got Allen Robinson. It's just like
it was, man. They gave him a max contract
because when you're in desperate need, some teams make stupid decisions.
Yeah,
contract signing ended up being shit. Fucking great.
Bro, the guy was number one in Jacksonville though.
So he was number one in Jacksonville, number one in Chicago.
Yeah,
he went to the Rams and he was
dog water.
Shit.
Fucking 4 yards per game, but I don't get the point of that. You're saying a guy who's number one went to another place to be number one, though.
I understand what point you're making. They go to a different team, they'll be shit. But right now, you just have to base it off what he's doing as of right now.
Who's the number two that went to a number one situation? There's a bunch of them.
Juju. Prime example.
Fucking prime example.
Juju's a good example.
As soon as AB left, he turned into dog water.
That's fair.
Tried to go to other teams, was still dog water.
That's a fair argument.
That was a fair argument.
That was a good one right there.
It's a fair argument. But he also lost Ben Roethlisberger, and he had Ben Roethlisberger in the shittiest.
And he went to Mahomes at one point.
Yeah, buddy. So what are you talking about? What are you actually talking about? Mahomes.
I think it goes both ways. It's just waiting until the season starts, see what team he plays on. If he leaves San Francisco, then we can debate it.
But yo, it is harder to be a number one, man. It's not like basketball where you just it's just easier. It's
way harder, yeah.
For basketball, I get it. It is easier, but yeah, buddy, he left Ben Roethlisberger for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, motherfucker won the Super Bowl, bro. Motherfucker got the call to win the Super Bowl that game.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns.
Well, then he left, and then Chase Claypool was number
3 touchdowns in the whole season?
Yeah. Call that a number one, bro.
Was he the number one that year, though?
He was.
Yes,
he was the number one, man.
They wanted him to be
the number one wide receiver. Yes, he was the number one wide receiver.
Who else were the receivers on that team, though?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question. No one knows.
Like MVS.
MVS wasn't there yet. I don't think.
They had nobody, bro.
He was young.
Tony used to catch the ball back then.
What?
You gonna tell me he was number one?
Nah.
Not right.
I don't do that. Travis Kelce will always be the number one, though.
Well, if Travis Kelce was number one, then Tyreek was number two?
Tyreek was on the team.
At that time, yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
When they played together?
That was like Shaq and Kobe, yo.
Fair
equal distribution right there.
I mean,
some questionable listings.
But like, how do they leave off all those cornerbacks though? That's a good question.
Right. They have some. They have Tyreek Woolen.
How are you gonna put Tyreek Woolen over McDuffie?
But if it's
they
also
have Surtain,
Legarius.
They have Surtain up there.
Maybe it's also just
they have sauce.
The respected amongst the league if it's voted by the players.
Yo, bro, Trent McDuffie is a first team all pro though. Like he's like
same
the
same with Legarius.
Yeah. Same with Jalen.
Yeah. Well, Legarius is better.
I think McDuffie is better still.
Where'd he go?
Tennessee. Like an idiot. Waste away his career.
Aaron Rodgers was voted on the list, didn't even play.
That's crazy.
Come on, bro. Yo.
But this I'm saying play. Is it's players. It's players who but fuck how can with you each get, other. How maybe about, somebody just has more. Maybe some players just have more boys in the league, bro.
It is Aaron Rodgers, though.
Yeah.
Bro, this is for the season, though. He didn't play.
It is Aaron Rodgers, though.
The guy
he
was
played
coaching.
30 seconds
the guy
in the
was
game,
coaching, bro.
Aura. Off Aura alone, he got on the list.
That's crazy.
That's the truth, though. That's actually the truth, though. Came black, out with the oh, flags.
Black magic in the
what spot did they put Aaron Rodgers in? Actually,
92.
At least it was low.
Let me see who they put before him.
Who was 92?
Aaron Rodgers.
They put Zaire Franklin before him. Devontae David. Cameron Hayward. Terry McLaurin. Deion Dawkins. Julian Love. Trevor Lawrence.
Come on,
Harrison Smith.
Trevor Lawrence was worse than Aaron Rodgers.
Did he put that?
Yeah. What was Jalen Hurst ranked?
15.
That's crazy, Glaze.
That's a crazy glazer.
He's not top 15 in the league.
Who?
What was he in comparison to quarterbacks? What was he?
He was
just like under Dak.
That sounds like he's like fourth.
Josh Allen was ahead of him.
Three. Yeah, Mahomes. He was fourth. He was actually fourth.
It has to be Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Mahomes.
No, it's Lamar.
So he's probably fifth.
Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen.
He was hurt.
So was Aaron Rodgers.
Joe Burrow's 39, though.
39.
He played half the season.
Okay, that's insane.
He played half the season. He didn't play half the season.
That's kind of a fair rating.
Jalen Hurts didn't play good last season. Didn't he play like one?
Did they go 9-0, though?
10-1.
10-1.
Then what happened?
But it was up to November.
It was December.
They were good then.
Last month. It was last month.
That was the beginning of December or the end of December?
Last four games didn't count.
Okay.
Is that when you guys
were
good?
So that's basically the end of December.
No, we lost three of those four games.
Yeah. So then y'all lost two at that time? Yeah, because you guys went 11-6. Damn, y'all went 11-6, yo.
Who doesn't lose in December? And that streak broke?
It was Aaron Rodgers and fucking that other guy when he was in Green Bay. What was that guy's name?
No, there's a game.
They didn't have Tua ahead of thing?
There was a team, bro.
Ahead of who?
Hurts?
No, bro.
Way better year.
Yeah, but Tua's not better.
Tua's not better than Hurts.
You know what it was? It was the 15 tush pushes. Put him at 15.
Yeah, well, rushing touchdowns. Eagles are considered rushing.
I think you would rather have Jalen in your locker room than Tua, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
No one's saying that.
Are we going off the season?
Aaron Rodgers is at 92, bro. Aaron Rodgers is at 92.
So then we're not going off the season.
We're just going off bullshit. Really.
Where was CJ Stroud ranked?
I think he was like 30-something.
Though he should have been over Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. And so should Jordan Love.
I'd rather have CJ Stroud than Jalen Hurts.
And Jordan Love.
And Jordan Love. Yo, where was Jordan Love?
CJ Stroud was 20. Jordan Love was 34.
Are you kidding me?
Chill. Jordan Love wasn't good till the end of the season. Jordan Love actually wasn't good until the end of the season.
Why are you hyping this guy up,
bro?
He loves him.
Think it's just that they're basically rookies, kind of. So.
Yeah, I mean, they had to earn the right. But yo, Jordan Love wasn't good.
Yeah, bro.
Jordan Love wasn't good until December.
Right now, would you take Jordan Love over Jalen Hurts?
Hell no.
Of course.
The fuck?
Not you.
You're not taking Jordan Love over Jalen Hurts?
That's
Jalen
crazy.
Hurts has more proven success, bro.
He take Jalen. No, I wouldn't.
Jordan Love has 7 good games.
Exactly, no, man. Bro.
If you swap Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts.
Bro, Jordan Love is not doing that without his quarterback coach.
There you go.
A coach.
Well, he's been coached enough, so now if you put him on the Eagles will be way better than Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Devin, he can't have anything.
And Jalen Hurts can't do what they do with his coach in the tush push, bro.
Matt's grabbing his ass every Sunday.
What do you mean that's not coaching? Who's
bro, they
up
got
that
a way
call?
Better offensive coordinator this year, Philly.
It's,
man, that's just all your glazed
bro,
guys.
Honestly, bro, honestly, I guarantee you Jalen Hurts has a better season than Jordan Love this upcoming season.
Oh, with Saquon and AJ Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who do they have? Josh Jacobs?
Romeo Dobbs.
Oh, these are all Romeo Dobbs. No? They're all, this will make him the icon, Dobbs. Right?
I'm sorry,
that's who I forgot. Was Romeo Josh Jacobs wasn't number one running back in the league. Stop. Just
he was shit last year.
He fucked up fantasy for me, man. He was hurt.
Yeah. So why are you saying he's number one?
He was 2 years ago. He was number one.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
We're running back.
Saquon wasn't really good last year.
Here we go. You were bubbling when you got that fucking notification.
I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right.
I wasn't bubbling.
Saquon has had a lot of injuries.
Tell me right now, isn't Saquon way better than Josh Jacobs?
Yes, but you're going to say Josh Jacobs is not that much of a drop-off? It's not that much of a drop-off.
If you're saying Saquon is way better, you're saying Saquon's the best running back in the league.
Once upon a time, Brandon was telling me he's better than Christian McCaffrey.
He was in his prime.
He was never better than Christian McCaffrey.
Like, yeah, he was.
Put him on San Fran. Watch what happens.
Oh,
stop, bro. If you put C-Mac on the Eagles, it's over with still.
Nah. He's going to be worse.
You guys don't even
he's going to get injured.
You don't even know how this tush-push shit's going to work.
We've been...
But that's a guarantee. Jalen Hurts will have a better season than Jordan.
There's a guy been waiting for his opportunity to play football.
Who?
Jalen? Cam Jurgens.
Jurgens?
They don't know about
him. Isn't that a lotion?
It's okay. No, Cam Jurgens is actually a good center still. He's a good center for real.
Is he a tush push center though?
We don't need that, but we have Saquon.
Hey, yo.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey, yo.
What the fuck?
Who, okay, so let's compare receivers. AJ Brown and Romeo Doubs.
Okay, but if Jordan Love is that much better than Jalen Hurts, it shouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't it be
Christian Watson? Isn't Christian Watson the best receiver on the team?
Okay, all right. So, yeah, like that's better. Easy. You put him in the same breath as AJ Brown?
No,
but was Christian Watson on that list?
He was hurt.
Was Romeo Doubs on that list?
Yeah, comparing a team of vets to a fucking team of rookies.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying Jalen Hurts is going to have a better season.
I'm saying he better.
You weren't saying that.
I am saying that.
You weren't saying he better. You were saying it wasn't going to happen. I don't beef you, bro.
Brother, what are you talking? As soon as you said he should have, I said Saquon, AJ Brown. Yeah. Come on.
Who's getting, so if he has a better season.
Yeah. For real. That matters.
Go band for band, bro.
For M.
It's okay, bro. You can take all that money and lose. That's fine.
Did he lose?
He can go band for band.
He went further than Jalen Hurts, actually.
He can go band for band.
In his career.
In Cuba.
His 1 year.
Yeah.
His 1 year.
He's been in the league for 2 years.
Just give it like six.
He's only played one.
Give it like 6-7 years. He's going to cop the Jordan Love Green Bay jersey, bro.
Bro, he likes him too.
That's insane. Jordan Love, my boy.
Why you hate him right now?
It's I don't hate him.
Comparing him to his quarterback. Bro.
His quarterback.
Bro, Jordan Love is not as good as Jalen Hurts.
Bro, do you think
you're
that,
tripping?
You think
to
who went further in the playoffs? Who went further than the playoffs?
Stay off one season.
Who beat the team these guys cannot beat?
We do beat Dallas.
Once.
I think it's fair to say off
in the last
season,
four matchups. Once.
It's not fair to say
you
off
can
one
tell
season.
How a quarterback
off
plays.
Of a quarterback who's had proven success.
Yo, bro, Brock Wilder,
for more than one
season.
Exactly. Brock Osweiler is a prime example.
One guy.
A lot of people, bro.
It's a quarterback thing.
Bro's going to his saved post on Instagram right now because he has some shit.
I have some shit.
Bro's going to his saved post.
I feel like you can watch him play and tell that this is not just a one-off season.
Yeah.
It's definitely a one-off
season.
He's
going to be
bro.
Good. He will be top
he was
six
good
this year.
For seven top games six. At the end of the season, bro.
Yeah. He had a stretch. He had a run.
Clutch. So you got clutch.
Bro, people used to think Mac Jones was good, but I feel like whenever you used to watch him play, like, yeah, this guy's
yo, but I was never convinced with that, though.
That's what we're saying.
Well, here's another thing, bro.
He some beat, people were.
He convinced. Beat an MVP team.
What?
The MVP team?
What MVP team do you have?
That whole team was an MVP?
Whole team's the most valuable player. Whole team.
Damn near.
Whole team.
Yo, damn near. You had CD.
Are we going to act like Dallas doesn't?
You had CD.
Are you going to act like Dallas doesn't do juju and gets cursed every single playoffs for years and years and years and years?
Well, you know, the Eagles head-to-head matchup is pretty bad. Last five matchups, you've only beaten them once.
Yikes. Also, just look at the point differential. Can you just yell out those point differentials, too?
51-26.
What do you mean, 51-26?
That sounds like 51-26.
In what? Those last matchups?
Yeah. Right. 40-34. Okay, I guys actually won twice.
You guys lost 51-26?
Yeah.
Probably years ago.
33-13. And 71-55 is the grand total, you know, record head to head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You guys
they
better.
So wait, Green Bay lost to San Fran, right?
San Fran's good. Don't do it. Don't fucking.
They lost to San Fran.
Are you serious?
Is what you're gonna
are you seriously
the
gonna
team
say
that Eagles beat, right? That saves
no.
Don't make your head. Don't.
I'm just wondering, bro. I'm just wondering.
How plays it? Brock Purdy barely played longer. Did he play longer than Aaron Rodgers?
What are you talking about?
In that game, yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah, because he had a broken arm.
Terrible. I don't get what you're trying to do right now.
I'm doing this.
Talking about America's team.
Yeah, bro.
The team that used to fucking get funded.
Funded. By who?
By America. America's team, bro. Most money going into the team. Everybody wanted to be a fan, so
okay,
they
that's
paid them.
Crazy. That's a guy. Crazy conspiracy, but...
This guy.
Jordan Love is not better than
and Jerry
Jalen
Jones literally took
season.
People from his best athletes from the cotton fields and put them on the team.
Let him do what Jalen Hurts has done.
I knew he was pulling the race card somewhere. But Jerry Jones is like a one-trick pony.
If Jordan Love can make it to the Super Bowl like Jalen Hurts has... Then maybe we could say that.
Bro, you give Jalen Hurts the...
I was being a victim still.
The
I was being a victim.
New York Giants, right? Daniel Jones-led New York Giants and the Brock Purdy-less 49ers, yes, he'll make it to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I promise. That was definitely a Super Bowl they could have.
He could have made it to the Super Bowl.
Could have made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this past season, but he didn't because he's not that guy. Yet.
You know why? Because San Francisco actually had their quarterback this year.
And he's not going to be.
No, it's because he made a retarded pass at the end of the game. What the fuck was his pick at the end of the game? That was a young guy thing to do.
Yeah, like when Jalen fumbled in the Super Bowl.
I mean, he had
best
Super Bowl performance.
Did he in a loss? We counting that?
Yeah, I mean,
you count that. Losers count shit like that.
No. What it is he performed. You're saying like he doesn't perform.
Yeah, it's not like
you talk about a rookie mistake. That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, he's not a rookie at all.
Throwing into double coverage compared to that is a lot worse.
He's a gunslinger. He passes the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, you can sling it to the other team. That's fine.
He could win.
Lamar did it. Lamar fucked in his head. Yeah, but it's like end of the game. You're trying to make something happen. You have like what? Less
Lamar's
than a
wasn't even at the end of the game. That one was probably worse. I'll say that Jordan Love. That one was probably by far even worse.
Which one was that?
That was the end of the game.
Yeah, that was the end zone.
You're talking about a different one. You're talking about the end zone one?
Yeah, not that one. That end zone one was outrageous.
Wasn't that the only one? No, not that one. This one was like second.
This
one was like middle of the field. Like he threw it, I think.
That one was fair. At that moment in the game. Fair. That was fair at that moment in the game.
The end zone one is what cost them. That's when they started blowing the lead, bro.
Yeah.
I think it was a fumble, man.
Yeah, that's a Columbia.
It was a fumble, man.
That whole game was fucked.
Zaze by
Legarius. He's a guy.
The better.
Yeah, that was fucked.
The better corner.
Oh, on the one.
On the one.
Yeah.
Save the game there, bro.
Memories of that whole game.
That was going to be a tie game right there, right?
No, that was a bonehead pick by Lamar.
It was.
That game was fucked.
But yo... Lamar's still number two
in the league?
I think IQ wise, Jalen Hurts is better.
Than who? Than
you talking about Lamar or are you talking about Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Okay, I'll give you that. I mean, he's better.
No, obviously Lamar.
Leadership wise, he's better.
That's also just time in the league.
Whoa.
The only thing that Jordan Love could probably do better.
He has better arm talent. He's better accuracy. Oh my God. Are we serious?
Better footwork.
No, he does not.
He does have better arm talent?
He knows he has better arm talent. He has terrible footwork. Jordan Love just has a good throw. He just throws the ball really well.
I think he has better pocket awareness too.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
You're glazing, Jalen. I'll give you this.
Bro, Jalen is a better runner. Off one season and seven good games, bro. Seven. In one season. After having like
a rookie can't be a rookie no more.
He's not a rookie, bro.
He was not a rookie.
Stop saying that, bro.
A first year guy.
Rookie, he never played.
Yeah, he was sitting his ass on the bench. That's what he was
doing. Yeah, fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Who is the city when Aaron Rodgers is starting?
It's an icon, isn't
it? Well, he made them trade him. He made them trade, and you know what? They do not regret their decision.
Yeah, chill out, bro. Why do you keep saying Jordan Love was in his second year? That was his third year.
Thank you.
And how many games were played before that?
Yeah, that's fine, though. But he was sitting for a long time, bro. And I know it's Aaron Rodgers.
He sat for 2 years.
And doing what?
Behind Aaron Rodgers.
What does it matter if you're... Yo, Sonny keeps saying in his second year. It's his third year. He learned
what? A lot. What does it matter what I'm year if you're sitting behind?
Bro, learns year. It does matter a lot.
How long did Aaron Rodgers sit? He sat longer.
Yeah, and he was exactly. better.
I would say better.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
If we're talking rookie years.
It's not a fucking rookie year, Sonny. You cannot call it a rookie year. It's not a rookie year.
I think it would have been rookie of the year if that was his rookie year, bro.
Ben Simmons got hurt, played the next season, won rookie of the year.
That's bullshit,
that's
though.
Different,
basketball,
bro.
Adam Silver
yeah, like,
gets
what
bent
the fuck
over.
Is that?
Adam Silver gets bent over.
I actually want to see.
It's the same, bro.
It's not the same, bro.
It's the same.
An 82-game season is not the same to a 16-game season. Or 18 now.
Aaron freaking Rodgers.
It's not 18 yet.
Here we go.
I just want to see how close it was. Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers' first year went 6-10, actually. You guys call me crazy.
And we weren't saying you're crazy.
You can probably, yeah. All right, here we go.
Were you saying that?
There you go.
Were you saying he was crazy?
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is just a better quarterback. I don't think Jordan Love can ever
but
manifest.
This first year.
Yeah, if you just play better games and just say first year instead of rookie year. His first year.
His first year.
So Jordan Love is better than Aaron Rodgers.
He had a better first year.
Oh, so he's better now. He's better.
It's objective, though.
He's better. Yeah, yeah. No, he's better.
I'm not saying he's better. Best quarterback. I'm saying he had a better.
Let's call NFLPA. Jordan Love should have been number one on the top 100.
Come on, bro.
Call Madden. Call Madden. Tell him to put him at 99, bro.
Come on, bro. 6-10. Come on, man. You want a playoff game? Come on, bro. My boy went 9-8. 4,000 yards, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. And then he had 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. I don't know how you could tell me he didn't play better.
Okay, he had a better rookie season.
He said it. Yeah. Rookie season. You did that to yourself.
Sure.
He did it to himself. No, he knows.
I did it on purpose. He had a better rookie season.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he was a rookie.
Next year he'll be a rookie too.
Yeah, yeah. For the rest of his career, he'll be a rookie until he retires.
Just like Jason Tatum.
It's crazy.
Can't do that. It's a different sport.
But yo, the thing is, Jordan Love is good though. I will
admit, he's good.
So you hate him
better than Jalen Hurts.
He's not better than Jalen Hurts, but he is good.
He just said he'll have a better season than him. And then we'll get to sit there and watch every Sunday and see. All right, buddy? Happy?
Yeah. I don't know why you gotta get like all tush hurt.
I don't know why this guy's getting so tush hurt.
How am I tush hurt about it?
You're tush hurt about it.
Oh man, y'all tweaking. Y'all know what I look like when I'm mad. I'm not mad.
You've been on edge, bro.
Been tired, bro.
You didn't sleep?
I got sleep last night.
You sleep?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just sad when you put unnecessary hype on players, bro.
It's not unnecessary, bro.
I think
Jordan Love.
And you're the one to talk? You're the one to talk about unnecessary hype. That is you.
For 1 year is absolutely crazy.
Brother.
7 games.
If fucking Justin Fields had a Jordan Love season, oh my God.
He didn't even have one and he was hyping him up. I'll bring up the year.
Bro, he's doing it with Caleb. We do this every time they pick up somebody new with Brandon.
I want to bring up the year.
I didn't say shit about Caleb. It was more sunny than anything.
I did hype him up. But I do hype stuff up. And I'm right. Brandon hyped up a 3-12 record.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked, yeah.
2,242 yards, 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 1,000 rushing yards. I'll give you that.
Bro, the guy had nobody around him.
8 touchdowns running.
The guy had nobody around him. Pull up that roster. Check who's the number one receiver.
Everybody's a nobody until somebody shows up, brother.
Oh, yeah.
So wise words right there. I'm spitting.
Great one. That one. That's a great one. That will summarize every team right there.
If Justin Fields on Green Bay Packers, they're all nobodies. Jordan Love is good.
He's good. He's not better than Jalen Hurts, is all I'm saying.
That's the argument. I don't know. They obviously... But. That's pretty simple. I think Jordan Love is better than CJ Stroud, to be honest.
That's crazy.
Nah.
I fuck with CJ more.
I know y'all fuck with CJ, but you're right.
That's cool. CJ is way better.
He's way better. First of all,
that's a real rookie season right there. That's a real rookie season compared to your fraud rookie season.
Wait, don't point at me. Don't point at me. That was
your
rookie.
Fraud. This came in first league of the year.
There he goes.
Came in first league of the year?
First year of the league. And he had better stats than Jordan Love. I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure.
Did he not? Go pull it up. You're the stat man.
You guys made me
the stat man. Bro. You're actually
you
sick with it,
You guys made me
though.
The stat man.
You're actually sick with it, though.
Right, I think bro. CJ might have actually had a way better year, to be honest.
Yeah,
I actually don't know.
CJ smoked Jordan Love?
Yeah, like Tuca.
Wow. What does he have to do with this?
That's kind of crazy. They just killed the guy and played him on the...
4,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
Five interceptions.
I mean, 32 and 11. I mean, same.
Yeah, it's not that.
Same difference there.
It's not that.
What's his record, though? I'm actually curious.
It's another team you would say there's a bunch of nobodies.
They made it to the divisional.
For CJ,
9-6.
That team is way better, though. The Houston Texans have a way better roster than the Packers, bro.
I think that's a little outrageous to say. Yeah.
Nico Collins?
Yeah, but that's...
Tank?
How, you don't know if that's because of
you're CJ?
They played really good, yo. Like
Christian Watson,
Romeo Nico Collins. Christian Watson's not that good, bro.
It's the same shit, I would say.
Yo, Nico Collins is good, bro. He's good.
Tank. It was pretty even stats, man.
Tank is elite.
Yo, why are you acting like Tank isn't great? Don't they have Dalton Schultz, too?
Yes.
Dalton Schultz.
He was good the previous year with Dak, man.
But he's better... he's a better... What the fuck, man?
Oh, yeah, I feel like you still got... Schultz, you guys still have Dallas, too, bro.
Dalton Schultz.
Is he not better... is he not better than any Green Bay Packer tight end?
I don't even know...
Christian Watson only had 400 yards last year, bro.
Okay, bro. If he was hurt, bro.
I'm pretty sure their best receiver was Romeo... All right,
let's see. Romeo Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, Devontae Wicks. Pretty good.
No, there's another receiver we're leaving out.
Romeo had 600 yards.
Somebody better.
Yards. Must be someone else.
There's somebody else. Fuck. Reed?
Who?
Reed?
Reed is there. I don't know if he's better, though.
I think he had a better season, though.
What's his name?
Might have still. Just type in Reed, Green Bay Packer receiver.
Is it Jordan Reed?
Jaden Reed.
He's from Chicago.
Why am I the guy?
Huh?
He had 700 yards or 800 yards, 8 touchdowns.
But his was coming all off like the second half of the season. But that's when the team teed up too.
Yeah, he was a big contributor.
Hey man, my boy be spreading the ball.
CJ Stroud's better.
I don't know.
First year in the league compared to sitting behind Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, I'd say that's a lot better.
He played just as good as he should have. Did you expect him to play any better?
Who?
Jordan Love.
That's also a way more pressure situation.
Yeah, following up Aaron, man, it's big shoes to fill.
CJ Stroud was what, second overall?
Yeah, and he's following up Massage Boy.
Yeah. He was literally...
That's fine. He's taking a team that was absolute garbage to the divisional.
It's even.
Absolute dirt water.
It's even, bro. It's not as big as you say, bro.
Out of here. It's a big difference.
Yo, that was D'Amico Ryan.
Experience is a very big difference.
I think it's very even, to be honest.
Being a rookie, coming in, learning a whole new offense, year one, you're telling me that's a little bit of a difference than what Jordan Love did?
I would guess Jordan Love would have a better career from here on out than CJ Stroud, though.
I don't think so.
Just he's had a longer time to mature.
I don't know. They got
that makes a difference, though, right? Learning the offense for 2 years, even though it's in practice.
I wasn't arguing you. Brother, I wasn't arguing.
I'm just asking you.
What's up?
There's so many quarterbacks that have done the same thing and it hasn't worked out.
Like who?
Many. So many.
Just name.
You know who it has worked out for? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, but what about the ones that didn't work out for?
Like who?
Can you
who?
Name any of them?
I can't because they're not nobodies, man. That's exactly the whole point.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but like...
You guys know there's some...
Just one or two, like who sat behind...
Can you who sat behind a good quarterback?
A great quarterback.
Replace
any of these quarterbacks that get injured, the bro, guy and somebody steps the, up. That's literally what it is.
The guy who what?
The guy who sat behind Ben. What's his name?
Mason Rudolph?
Yes. No, not Mason Rudolph, man. The other guy. The guy who was starting last year.
Pickett?
Yes.
What?
He didn't sit
behind
Ben.
What are you talking about, bro?
He
didn't? No, man. He just got drafted.
Oh, my God.
When did he get drafted?
Last year.
After
no way.
Oh, no. He did the year before. Ben was retired, though.
Ben was retired.
Ben wasn't there when he got drafted, that's for sure.
He sat behind Mason Rudolph.
There's got to be somebody else, bro.
Like.
There's probably somebody else who was sitting behind Ben before Mason
Matt Rudolph. Castle.
Matt Castle wasn't good. Like, they weren't projected to be good, though. Like, somebody who's projected to be
good. Jordan Love wasn't projected to be good, though.
By who?
I thought he was.
He was drafted late.
There's their number one pick for Green Bay. First round pick. He was expected to be good.
He's supposed to be good.
And that was a whole complaint about... They're like basically saying like...
Why are you sitting him?
Yeah,
he's good.
Why are you using the first pick on him and then still keeping Aaron Rodgers? That's why Aaron Rodgers got pressed, too.
Yeah.
But yo, is this
Jimmy
is
Garoppolo,
point,
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo was also shit, bro. Those guys were game managers, all
we're
of
just
them.
Jimmy Garoppolo sat behind Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Good quarterbacks sitting behind good quarterbacks, brother.
But he was drafted.
No, don't do this, bro.
He was drafted in the first round?
I don't know.
Second round?
But they came in, same thing. And then he had a couple good games with Tom Brady.
Bill wanted to replace him.
I think if he stayed on Patriots, he might have did pretty good.
Nah.
He was playing good until he got injured.
Not better than Tom Brady, bro. We won two Super Bowls after that.
Who was going to play better than Tom Brady?
Yeah, bro.
What are you saying, bro?
It's not what he said, man.
So you're saying he would have played good regardless? Just not as good as Tom Brady?
I'm saying if they kept him on the Patriots instead of trading him, after Tom left, he would have probably done better
Garoppolo's
than he
second
did anywhere else.
Okay. That's fair. But I don't know what that
because he knows the system. He's sitting there.
I don't know what that receivers. He probably wouldn't have. Going from Kittle, Debo.
No, I think he means like...
Like prior, they shouldn't have traded him before that.
Like while he was in the system.
I know, but I'm just saying like that was a pretty good offense. And he went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Yeah. I think if a quarterback sucks, he sucks. It doesn't matter where he goes.
Yeah.
No matter what he does.
100%. Like Kyle Orton.
That bad.
That's
man. Can we talk about the Madden ratings, please?
Where do you want to start? Which category?
Let's start with quarterback.
They got those decent stuff.
Yeah, they got Mr. Patrick up there.
This is another thing I was thinking about. If we're gonna draft teams, these ratings are just gonna fuck everything up.
No, I wouldn't listen to Madden ratings, to be honest.
What do you mean? If you're drafting a team and playing Madden?
Oh, in Madden, I thought you meant like fantasy.
No. That's what we're doing.
Deadass, I thought you meant fantasy.
All right, what's the rating?
What the fuck would they mean fantasy?
I heard draft for a team. I'm thinking fantasy.
That's fair.
When are we doing that draft?
We should probably.
Or do we wait till the end of preseason?
I'm going to renew it.
It's renewed.
This?
I got a notification it was renewed.
When?
I don't know, like 3 weeks ago. I didn't get
3 weeks? I didn't, man.
Here are the ratings. 1 to 10. Mahomes number 1 at 99.
Yes.
Lamar number 2 at 98.
Good.
Burrow number 3 at 93.
Wow, that's
and
a big
Josh
drop
Allen, off. 92. Okay. Dak Prescott at 90.
What?
Tua at 6 at 88.
That's insane.
Wow.
Justin Herbert at 7 at 87.
That's, wow.
Jalen Hurts at 8, 86.
That's
Brock Purdy at 85. Kirk Cousins at 84.
Hey, you better watch out for Brock. He will pass you.
I don't see Jordan Love up there, though.
Oh, my God. Where is he?
He's probably like 70-something.
No, he's got to be like 82.
Yo, these guys are disrespecting, bro.
Where's CJ Stroud?
He's not up. He's probably... CJ Stroud's 80-something, I think.
I think they're probably both like 80.
That's
82.
Ridiculous, bro. I mean,
they did just only like have one good season.
They just... This is their first year, bro.
Isn't that what Madden's based off those and whatever the fucking last season is?
Nah, man. They had Tom Brady at like 94 in his last year.
Yeah.
He was still 94.
He should have been higher, in my opinion.
He's still 94. What the fuck are you talking about, Jeff?
Tom Brady should have a permanent 99.
Exactly.
And have a GOAT feature. You know, when they have the
Aaron Rodgers at 83. Matt Stafford. CJ Stroud's at 80. CJ Stroud and Jordan Love are 81s, bro.
Yeah, fair.
That's not fucking fair.
That's really good for first year, bro.
They played so good, though.
No, that's fair. Jordan Love only had seven really good games. Exactly.
You like Jordan Love, bro.
Bro, I'm objective, though.
You're not. He's being realistic.
I'm literally just being objective.
Bro, usually rookies...
Usually rookies, regardless,
I swear, usually have like a cap of like 78.
Yes, I'm fine with that because he came into the league the first year and performed.
What's Caleb's rating?
78 or something.
Yeah, memorized
the top of
that's
his
insane,
head.
So he's only three worse.
78 is crazy. So
that is
what I'm saying.
Insane.
Three worse. He hasn't even played.
I think he's 76.
Oh, he's lying.
No, it should be 76.
I'd say 76 makes sense. 78 would not make any sense.
76.
It's a big difference.
Look at your race.
76 is fine.
Trevor Lawrence is 77, bro. That is insane.
Yeah, he's...
That's pretty insane.
I told
you. He should be like 79.
Yo, that's still...
He should be above
Baker's
80.
A 79?
Yo, I told you guys, Trevor Lawrence is not good, bro. Not. Yo, 77 is fucked, though. 70.
All right, then what are you talking about?
Bro, he should be at least 80.
He's not good.
Yeah, but is he 77?
No, he's like
that's what we're talking about right now,
he's like
buddy.
He's like a 78.5, maybe.
Get the fuck out of here. He's just hating.
Guy has the same stats as Gardner.
CJ Stroud should be 83. Jordan Love is good as where he's at.
I think 82 for both of them.
Fuck out of here, bro.
I think 82 for both of them would have been good.
Seven good 85. Games does not warrant anything higher 85. Than 81.
85.
I'll pull up like receivers, like we can get an example there. Look up Nico Collins.
What? Ratings?
Yeah.
I only have top 10 for receivers.
All right, just say the top 10 then. Tyreek
number one, Justin Jefferson number two, CeeDee Lamb.
What's Justin Jefferson's rating?
98.
He should be a 99. It's ridiculous.
CeeDee Lamb 96.
He didn't play last year.
He had 1,000 yards in like 10 games.
Yeah,
but he didn't play well. Man.
And he got hurt, bro.
Catches, bro.
Yeah.
Just because you get hurt doesn't mean you're shit.
I know. Come on, bro.
So then let's see Aaron Rodgers.
You can't leave him at 90.
Aaron Rodgers should be like 50.
He's 84.
Yeah,
he should be lower than that.
He should be lower than that.
He was injured. He didn't play a single game. The one guy actually played 10.
Yeah, but
you can't put a guy
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers,
guy
so.
Who didn't play. All
Justin game. Jefferson is Justin Jefferson.
I agree. Justin Jefferson should be 99.
Is he still not the best receiver?
He should be over 90. I think it's also you can't have multiple 99s because quarterbacks are just Mahomes 99, right?
Yeah,
you can't just keep putting everybody at 99.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they only have one at each.
That's understandable.
I think you could though.
That's understandable.
You could break the rules. Well, you make the rules.
No, they have one at each position.
I feel like you have to solidify who the best is. Basically,
I get you saying separate them.
Yeah.
Tyreek.
Yeah, otherwise, a 99 means nothing, bro. Yeah, if you're just going to give it to every single off, fucking...
He's top 100 motherfucking bitch.
What's Jamar Chase?
Number 7 at 93. So, AJ Brown's number 4.
Who's number 3?
CeeDee Lamb's number 3.
Exactly.
Amara St. Brown's number 5.
What's CeeDee Lamb's rating, though?
CeeDee Lamb's 96.
Damn, what's
AJ Brown is a 95. Amara St. Brown's a 95.
CeeDee's way better than AJ Brown, man.
He is, but he's higher rated. Or is he the same thing?
Only 95? By one, bro. No,
by one.
Should be way better.
Amon Ra is better than AJ Brown too.
I don't see
that. They're same rating. Devontae Adams is retarded. Devontae Adams is 6 at 94.
Down year, man. In a down
he
year.
Is better than he's better than AJ Brown.
They're not trying to be realistic. They're not trying to be.
So that's how you're defending it by saying they're not being realistic.
Injured and off years, bro. Off years on what the fucking?
What's the off year, bro?
He has nobody.
It's okay. Jeff will like these three at the end. Number 8 is Stephon Diggs at 92.
That's why would I like that?
Number 9 is Brandon Ayuk at 91. And 10 is Mike Evans at 91.
Mm. What's Keenan Allen rated?
I think 80 something.
Mm. Well, there you go. Brandon Ayuk is better.
Strange.
Matter ratings mean nothing, obviously.
Now they're trying to be unrealistic. That's what you were saying, yeah, Jeffrey?
Keenan Allen should have been 98. Right behind Tyreek. Above Justin Jefferson, though.
See this guy? See how he's acting, though?
JJ should have been number one.
Watch when Brandon Ayuk has the most off year that you guys have ever seen.
If he's coming to the Patriots, he's having a shit year, I tell you right now.
And then I want to hear what this guy has to say. Look at his quarterback. Look at his team.
Hey, don't put him on the Patriots, bro. Dude, put him on the Browns.
That's where he's going.
Yeah.
He's going.
That's better.
You have a Bucky on the Browns
with Cooper with Amari Cooper.
You have a Bucky. They both have a Bucky.
I don't know what you think this offense is like. They don't have Nick Chubb.
They do.
Yeah. Drake May 74.
That's good.
Two behind Caleb.
That's fair. Right?
That's fair.
I think, man, you're gonna see our slow progression, man.
I think that's at least to make it a playable team.
You don't understand. I'll tell you guys right now, there's a secret in Madden that any quarterback between 71 and 76 is actually fucking stupid elite. They just hide it.
Yeah, this man, you used to use a guy that was rated 0, bro.
No, he was actually rated like 58, but...
This is the key. If you have a shit quarterback, a 76, you have to get your first couple completions.
Exactly.
Gotta get him hot.
Exactly.
Right? If you get him cold, you're fucked. You lost the game.
Yeah. You're not throwing on the run, nothing.
No, you get some screens, some check downs. You get him at least five completions in a row, he's not missing a single throw for the rest.
Then he's a normal quarterback. Then he's a normal Madden quarterback.
Ask this guy about David Fields.
He has nightmares.
Stop, bro. This guy
David Fields. David Fields and Kevin White.
Kevin White, bro. Just about to say Kevin White.
Ridiculous, bro.
This guy was really like,
let me just make a sub real quick and put my shittest player in.
Bro, we put in Kevin White and the defense could not guard him. That shit was fucked.
What's the next list?
Okay, cornerbacks is the one that really pissed me off.
Oh, we all, I could wonder why.
But they have Sauce Gardner number one. That's fair. What's 97. Jalen Ramsey number two. 96.
What did I tell you about Jalen?
Number three, Patrick Surtain.
But 95. What are you telling about Jalen, bro?
Number four, Jair Alexander at 93.
Okay.
Number five, you're telling me Jair Alexander is better than L'Jarius Sneed?
Never.
L'Jarius
Sneed. Jair is good, though. He doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah, no, he's not. He got fucking burnt.
Yeah, he got fucking toast burnt.
He probably have a reel this season.
L'Jarius Sneed is five at 92.
Bro, I swear you're the one who'd always be like, look how bad this guy got burnt, bro.
Yeah.
Charvarius Ward is 6 at 91. Marlon Humphrey, 7, 91.
Hold up.
Yeah, L'Jarius is better.
Marlon Humphrey?
He's good, bro.
Denzel Ward at 8. He's a 90. Trent McDuffie, 9. What? He's a 90.
What'd I tell you about L'Jarius?
Bro, you can't take Madden rating seriously, first of all.
I'm fucking taking it seriously.
When you want to fucking play the game and you need those players, it doesn't matter.
You want them to act like they do in real life.
Yeah. L'Jarius is better than McDuffie.
L'Jarius is also better than Jair.
Exactly.
Go running backs. He's not rated.
He was the second best defender on their team.
Guess first, who do you think is number one running back?
Obviously. Oh,
what the fuck? C-Mac.
The cover at number two,
sorry. Second.
Hold on. It should be Derrick Henry.
No. Oh, yeah.
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb's number two? The guy was fucking injured, man.
Telling matter. You, oh, you just said you're going to like better ratings, right? Oh, now matter. You're disagreeing with him. He broke his leg.
But that was very late into the season.
He was running with a broken leg, bro. How many games? I swear it was like week 4 or 5.
He was running with a broken leg.
No, he broke that. He broke that like I think like week 10 or 11. I think.
Nah,
I swear it was like early. Week
7.
Was it yeah. Early? I remember he fucked up a lot of people's fantasy teams.
I think I had.
Oh, he played 2 games.
Week three.
Was it that early?
Come on, bro.
That's crazy stuff.
You're the one who's fending for them.
That's no, I'm not. I was saying the opposite.
You know, you were just talking about Trent McDuffie.
What?
I'm like, what? You shouldn't take...
What does Trent McDuffie have to do with...
You just said L'Jarius is better than yeah. him because of matter ratings.
Yes.
God damn.
Because they agree with me. That's why.
Oh, you're crazy,
let me pull up these stats. Well, 10 games?
So C-Mac, then...
Sorry. 10 games, 1,074 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Who's that?
That's fucking Jay Jets.
Bro, we're so far off.
Without Kirk.
Like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Yo, we're all so yo, far
C-Mac
off.
All right, yo, C-Mac is number one at 99. Nick Chubb is 96, number two.
Then Derrick Henry, 96.
Derrick Henry's 94. Saquon is 92 at number four.
What? What?
Joe Mixon is...
How are you disrespected by Derrick Henry at 94, bro?
He's better than that.
Saquon is number
four. In my opinion, Joe Mixon at number five...
Is insane.
Is insane.
That's actually...
It's cool. Absolutely that insane.
That is number six.
Travis Etienne.
Come on, bro. Okay, they must not be good running backs in the league.
Look at the shit.
Yeah, they must not
number
be good.
Number seven is Josh Jacobs.
But come on, though.
What did I tell you about Josh Jacobs and Saquon? You see the difference? See the difference?
Bro, it's by like... 2 points.
Brandon, is it by two?
Yeah.
How much is Saquon?
92. Oh, sorry, by three. Josh Jacobs is 89.
Oh, 90.
He's sub 90.
Sub 90.
It's a big difference.
Those ratings are not fucking accurate. You just said it yourself.
Yo,
bro.
Joe Mixon at number five is insane, though.
That's wildly.
I thought you'd be defending that one.
He also got a lot of touches this year. Defending that one.
Fuck Joe Mixon.
Joe was out, bro.
This dumbass fucking.
And then Kenneth Walker is 8.
Yeah.
Right. Aaron Jones is 9 at 88. Isaiah Pacheco is 10.
Where's Mustard?
Not up there.
That's crazy.
Fantasy God this last year, bro.
That's crazy. That is crazy, Jeff. He had the most touchdowns by a running back this year.
Does it make him the best, though, bro?
That makes him at least top 10, buddy. Fuck.
Not really, though.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, if he leads running backs in rushing touchdowns and he's doing
the
job
fucking
good,
main
bro.
Objective of their fucking game.
Like, I'm pretty sure you would take Mustard over Pacheco.
Nah, bro. Pacheco.
What? Man.
You're crazy. Pull up the stats.
I think Mustard's just better in that scheme.
This guy in
that outside scheme. Zone bullshit, bullshit, man. Outside zone bullshit.
Bro, systems like, mean a lot. In
they
football,
do,
bro.
Man. Isaiah Pacheco's a fucking actual tough hard-nosed running back.
15 games, 1,000 yards, 18 touchdowns.
Who?
You know who.
I'm taking a chain over
Pacheco. At three receiving touchdowns.
I said enough from a chain to take him over Pacheco.
Pacheco? How the fuck you even spell this guy's name?
Isaiah.
That's also the scheme, too. You have fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
threat,
fucking ghost.
Threat with throwing, bro. So you're going to have your run game's going to open up.
Yeah, bro had 935 yards, 7 touchdowns, 2 receiving. Come on, man.
He's probably a better blocker.
Didn't even make a Pro Bowl. Mustard did.
Fuck the Pro Bowl. Mac Jones made a Pro Bowl.
So that was the 7th alternate. He was a starter.
This is the 7th though. It was like 6.
Tight ends. The Taylor Swift effect. Travis Kelce will be rated number 1.
He is
the best though.
He is the best.
Did he have the best season?
Travis Kelce is number 1 at 99.
He had the best playoffs.
Is he 99? You think he's 99?
Yeah.
He's 99.
Yeah. He's amongst all the...
I think he's like a 98.
He was injured, man.
George Kittle, 97 at number 2.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews.
You could give George Kittle 98.
94. Sure. Number 3. TJ Hawkinson, 91.
That's
Devin's guy.
At 4.
Fantasy guy.
David Njoku at 90, number 5.
Devin's guy's coming up again here.
Evan Ingram, number 6. Sam Laporta, number 7.
Devin's second guy.
What's his name? Sam Laporta's
86.
Wow.
I'll focus on Laporta.
Disrespect.
Dallas Goedert, 85.
I thought you had him on
Dalton Schultz. Makes no fucking sense how he's over Cole Kmet.
He's good, bro.
He's not
Cole's
better than
dog, him. Cole's dog, ain't going to lie. Cole's dog.
Knock
he's
it
not
out.
Better than
Knock
Cole.
Cole's dog.
Knock it out the park, Cole.
And then, yeah, Cole Kmet at 10.
What's his rating?
I remember when somebody wanted to take Cole Kmet touchdown, and he just didn't take him. And then he
got his touchdown.
You got like 2 that game or something.
Well, I did take
him. You did have him?
I did have him. I lost.
Cole Kmet's a dog, man.
Can't wait to see Brandon's picks of just straight Bears players. Everyone getting a touchdown.
Sweet.
Don't do that, bro.
Should we post our tickets again?
Yeah.
Football tickets for sure.
We'll go back to the consensus.
Yeah, yeah. Football tickets for sure.
Fuck it, man. Let's post all of our tickets. Let these guys lose. Some of them will win.
We're winning this year, though.
We're winning, though. Yeah,
yeah, actually.
We say that every year.
Yeah, I'm no, saying next year, too. But we're actually winning this year.
I'm keeping it to 1 ticket.
We win in the beginning, and all of a sudden,
at most 2.
Actual systems fall off.
A week.
No, that's the problem.
As soon as you get that first loss, you panic.
No. You know
what that's exactly the problem. You get the confidence off the first couple of wins. You're like, I can take whatever I want, bro. It's just gonna win.
And then it's October, late October rolls around, and basketball's on, and the wheels are just right off the fucking bus.
Man's always bye week starts popping up too.
I notice we always catch a hot streak at like December time.
I don't want to hear your depressing gambling. Did I hate when Jeff gets depressed when he's gambling?
It ruins the whole Sunday, bro.
Kills the whole mood. What do you have Fuck, there? Man. I still need the Hawks.
He's not even saying that, bro. He's there silent in the corner on his phone.
Yeah,
this is all you hear from Jeff.
I'm going home.
I've been here all day. I'm not staying for leaking. Are you fucking crazy? I need to go. I lost all my parlays. I need to go.
Still has it? No, like, let's just watch it.
You guys down?
Match T's looking at his phone. I'm gonna kick a cat still. He disappears for fucking 40
bro,
minutes.
I'm gonna stuff my face where I can't even fucking breathe.
Yo, that's another one, bro. I don't know how you're gonna do it this football season.
Oh my god. No, I'm gonna be better by then. I fucking hope so.
No, not you, him.
I'm good.
It's in November.
No cats.
Fuck.
No cats. Yeah. That was one act.
Damn.
When does football start?
September.
Yo, with the stress is what
I can't even eat. Scared of
preseason crazy. Starts this Saturday. Officially.
Isn't it Friday? Whatever, it's this weekend, no?
Yeah,
whatever.
How was the Hall of Fame game? I know you sat down and watched that.
Sat right down.
Got suspended because of rain.
Were you watching that while you were working?
They just ended the game? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
It was suspended, they just ended?
They just ended
it. It's not that serious.
Yo, I swear, Devin, you were showing... You were saying it was suspended.
Bro, it's a preseason game. They're not going to fucking play it.
But you were like, but people won.
Because I'm like, the game got canceled, and then they're like,
I'm pretty
suspended.
Sure they
like,
voided people's sure bets because you were able to bet on that game.
And they're saying Jalen's playing on Thursday.
Yeah, like 2 snaps.
And Saquon's playing?
Caleb's playing on Saturday. Stay tuned.
Seriously?
1 p.m.
I actually might even.
Oh, shit!
Might even
have
the Bills.
Same shit for him, bro. 2 snaps.
Bro, they can't give him a pitcher yet, bro?
What?
They can't give him a pitcher yet? The fuck is it just still CW?
All right, man. What else we got?
I mean, we can go over. Right. What other category? We can go over teams. 20. We have top 10 teams.
Fuck that. That's bullshit.
And top 10 offenses and defenses.
I'm okay with that. Whatever.
Patriots at a 84 for top 10 defense. They're number 10.
84. Oops.
That's just solidified.
We know that. Defense. That's every year. We got
defense. Pretty crazy.
We know how to play defense. One thing we know how to
play. Eagles are number 3 for top 10 offenses at 90.
That's insane.
How the fuck is that insane?
That's crazy. Well, if you think about it, like,
y'all only had a good 11 games. Half the season.
Bro, why are you acting the schematic? No. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
KC is insane. 92 overall, 92 offense, 88 defense.
86,
sorry.
I mean, they just won the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're going to get at least.
Yeah, but 86 defense with 92 offense is fucked.
It's actually you know insane in Madden,
that's fucked.
In
that's
Madden
a fucked actually. Combo.
So they're 299s.
On offense, they have 299s. Kelce and Mahomes.
Damn. Offense is fine, but I'm talking about the defense, bro. 86 to combo, that is insane.
That is probably higher. It's well, they lost Legarius, man.
This guy loves to use the super teams in Madden.
Duh. Talking to me?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I used to click random teams whenever you wanted
to. No, I think the only person that was a super team guy was AK still.
AK would abuse Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, make Sonny jealous when he was doing that shit, bro.
What's the NBA ratings?
You have the ratings?
Nah.
The 2K ratings?
We gotta run some.
It's early for 2K, bro. And she comes out October.
They're up.
So great. If we pre-order Madden, it comes out next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You were saying about Embiid.
Fuck, I lost it.
So next what? Podcast. Not next one. The one after that. We have to run a game.
But it's still.
I think we'll save the 2K ratings closer to the season.
Yeah. Right in our 25, though, yo.
All right, last one.
Top 5.
Female.
Rappers.
Rappers.
Why are you kissing
out of the fucking blue? Just go from fucking football to fucking top 5 female rappers.
Fuck it.
Yo, they be at the games now.
His hour in 20 is always wrong, by the way.
I don't know any fucking female it's rappers, not, bro.
How is it wrong?
Watch. When I edit it and I tell you, hey, yeah, you're off by like 20 minutes, you'll be like, oh shit, I swear, 120.
Glorilla.
Yo, do I talk like that, though?
Yeah, with when you're just waking voice? Up, yeah.
Fuck, bro. I really thought it was 120. I can't believe it, bro.
Why y'all act make it sound like I do this shit all the time, bro?
I do. Have aura.
I think I have aura. Insane.
I think I have aura.
It just sounds like a fucking STD, bro.
Alright, so top 5 female rappers, though?
Ice Spice, number 1.
That's crazy.
Jeez. I was like, I can name 5 female rappers, but most of them are dogs.
But I gotta put Glorilla.
She's got a little skinny now.
I gotta put Glorilla Pimp there, bro.
Glorilla's 5, bro.
5?
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't know why you're obsessed with her, bro.
I'm not obsessed.
She's Lotto's number 2. Have you seen her?
Nah, Lotto's pretty nice.
The fuck do you mean, have I seen her? I've heard her.
What are we have you about? Seen what are, her, though? Have you seen her?
I've seen Lotto still. But yo, Lotto has all the BBLs and shit, man.
That shit look natural. It's not... Brother!
It looks a little more natural than Nicki Minaj, still.
This guy doesn't like Nicki Minaj.
Okay. I put Nicki Minaj at top 4. Female artist number 1.
I'd say
one.
She's number 1.
Yeah.
She's number 4. She's getting old.
She's still top female game. Artist or rapper?
Rapper.
Okay.
Different yeah,
she's number 4. Bro, she's getting old, man.
Bro, there's
like
female rappers that we don't even listen to. Like, Flo Milli's pretty nasty.
Cardi B's number 4.
Cardi B's
3?
Number 3, bro.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Cardi B is trash. Bad, Ice Spice is...
She's bad. They're both like...
You're talking about two separate things,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, what are we ranking?
I'm talking about rapping-wise, and you're just talking about how they look, bro.
I mean, what are we really ranking is... Like,
how can you not put Glorilla Pimp number 1, though?
Because she's not as good-looking! She's not as good-looking as the rest.
That's her Instagram handle.
You're telling me.
Well, she went to Megan Thee Stallion's boot camp.
All right. Who got more ass, Ice Spice or Glorilla?
Bro, I don't know what diet Ice Spice has been on, but she thinks like she has gastritis, bro. The way she lost weight.
Who got more?
Yeah. Ice Spice has Down syndrome, though.
What?
Wow.
Okay, but she does.
Butt naked, who you smashing first?
What the fuck? That's crazy, bro.
Seriously.
At this point, bro, I'm hitting the low still.
This, yo, Brandon.
Your personality matters, bro.
Personality, what?
Personality matters,
bro. I don't know what to say. He's crazy.
Personality matters.
Yeah, you talk to your Johnson like, hey, personality, buddy.
Bro, when the girls are
fuck the looks.
The girls are, when they're slightly funny, it stiffens up.
How do you know Ice Spice ain't funny, man?
She just looks like she has downs, bro. She can't be funny. She looks like she has.
She looks like she has the downs. She looks like.
You haven't.
Have you seen Glorilla's eyes?
Have you seen? She fixed them.
How the? No, she didn't.
She did work on it.
You can't just make them closer together, bro.
All right, we're gonna pull up their Instagrams.
This guy's crazy.
Pull up Ice Spices. We're gonna pull up Glorilla Pimp.
No, I want to. First
can
of
you
all,
stop calling her?
Yeah.
Pink, bro.
hold on.
Sexy red? See, no one said sexy red. Y'all tell me looks don't matter. No one said sexy red.
No, they all fucking either, suck, bro.
Yo, you're telling me this woman isn't valid.
Yeah, it shows one with their glasses on, bro. Like, are you serious?
No, this woman isn't.
Are you serious?
Jeff wears glasses too, so it works.
Show one without her glasses. We're talking about her eyes, buddy.
You can see them, bro.
They're pretty fucking. She has bangs in the middle, covering it up.
All right,
and bro. Like, come on.
All right, how about this one, bro?
Without bangs.
All right.
Bro. I didn't see it clear.
All right, bro. How about this one? Are you gonna zoom in on
that's
her
shit
eyes?
Far as fuck, bro.
Are you gonna zoom in on her eyes, bro? She fixed them.
No
she fixed
way
them.
She fixed them.
She paid to get them reduced closer.
How the fuck can you
can,
do
bro.
That, bro?
Yeah, you can, bro.
How they can you do up everything,
bro? You can do everything, bro.
They can do everything.
I'm telling you, she used to look like the fucking dinosaur from Ice Age.
He does look good.
Angel Reed's look is fucking Sindislav.
Yeah, that's...
he does look good, but like, yo. You tell me that ain't far. You're telling me that ain't far, bro. That's far, bro. That's far?
It's obviously the angle of the phone she's watching.
That's
yo,
far,
that's
bro.
That's really far, bro.
I'm willing to accept it, bro. I'll work with it.
That's like when you fuck up on the face modifier when you're making your my player.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I do it, but not over Ice Spice.
Yo, Ice has lost a little too much weight too fast, though. She looks like she's sick.
She's the Aussie
she look good.
It's the Aussie, man.
That don't have anything to do with looks.
Nah, man. That means she's unwell, bro. I listen.
Oh, my God.
What happened? What happened? You tried to take her out for a date and she's the gas right back.
Well, we're late. We'll be together in it. The fuck?
All right, anyways, bro. We got off topic, bro. You're fucked.
That was on topic.
Glorilla Pimp number one.
Oh, my God. Do you guys agree with that?
No.
No.
All right.
But I'm going to let you two fucking decide this list because we're on two different lists.
What?
I'm talking about rappers, bro.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is number one.
How's nah. number one, though?
Even, like, looks aside, not anymore.
Yes, she is.
Who?
Yeah, she still has bars.
When was the last time you heard of Nicki Minaj?
Bro.
She a legend, don't get me wrong.
You ask me any, like, name any of these rappers' tracks, I'm not gonna know them off the top of my head, to be honest.
I just know one Nicki line that's pretty hard. You don't want smoke with me, this is a lace blunt.
I know that's a bar you'd like. I know that's the part. But like, okay, let's be real, bro.
All the way real.
All the way.
Bro. Okay. We got to put Cardi on the list, though, bro. She's certified.
Let's forget the rap part. Let's do the list my way. Who is the baddest? A one. Not even a five. A one. Who's the one?
Female rapper? No artist.
Looks wise.
Rapper or
probably
artist?
Lotto still.
Lotto. I want to hear his. Ain't no way
he's
you like. Ain't no way you like Glorilla that much, bro. Even she. Does. Even she. Even she. She'd be like, "Yo, you trip."
Look, he does, bro. Look at him.
Just let him have her as his one, bro.
Nah. There's actually one. This is a backdoor one. I'm gonna go with Danny Lee.
She's not a rapper.
She's just
Danny
not.
Danny Lee.
You're just naming people now.
Danny Lee.
That's the guy that the baby.
What do you mean the guy, bro?
I was gonna say the guy, then the baby, but then I went to switch it back to the baby's ex.
The baby's yeah, baby I think mama. He impregnated her.
Why are you looking at the pictures like that,
gang? Why you have to say it?
Well, I'm trying to see what you see, bro.
You don't see it, though?
I thought you hate makeup.
What the fuck? I've never said that in my life.
I said that bear still. Birthday makeup?
She's not valid. She's not valid. Damn. She's a rapper, bro. Devin. Devin, she literally made rap music with the baby.
When? I just wouldn't put her to one. One?
Yo, she's all natural, man.
How you don't know that? How the fuck do you...
I'm pretty sure none of these fucking girls are all natural, bro.
Except for the one he really likes.
I think she had a BBL.
Glorilla?
I think so.
Bro, she went to Meg Thee Stallion's booty camp.
Oh, man.
So, what the fuck?
I'd have to go with... Yeah, I'd have to go with Lotto. What are you, Brian?
Lotto says she wants to get a BBL reduction, bro.
It's that fat, bro.
Fuck. That's not...
The fuck, bro? Hers is not unproportionate, bro. Brian, can you just take a look at this?
Yeah, can you tell us what you think?
Number one.
Go ahead.
I'll agree with you guys, though.
Which one, bro?
City, what videos are you watching of her, bro?
I'm trying to show you the natural.
This guy's watching some next videos here.
I'm not even watching a video. I'm going through an IG page. You're telling me that's too much? You're telling me that's too much?
I think you guys are all objectifying women, and I don't appreciate it.
I respect women, bro.
It's a joke, man.
Nice.
That's not too crazy, bro.
Can I see you?
Nah.
Please.
Look, you can see.
I can't see my glasses.
Take your glasses off.
They help me see.
So how can you not see it?
This one's zooming.
It's like an old man, bro.
Yo, why are you salivating, son? Relax.
What are you doing with your fucking mouth, you fucking...
Fucking fool, man.
your phone just got violated.
Yeah, bro. I ripped the shit out of my phone, bro.
Fuck, he was doing while holding your phone.
And licking his lips and shit. You want to take back? Brandon, who do you like, man?
I said, bro.
She's good. So.
Who?
Bro, you're gonna make me fucking cry laughing. You're fucking snorting and shit.
Because like I said, bro.
I already said Nicki Minaj.
Okay. None of us said Nicki Minaj, bro. What's he saying?
Devin said it.
We're talking about, yeah.
That was he's talking about rappers.
No, nah, we're talking about looks.
Why are you smiling?
Why are you acting like you were here, bro? Like you just walked in.
I don't know if I should comment on that.
Just hold that Nicki Minaj stance.
What do you mean you should comment on that, bro?
We don't know who's watching.
Brother.
Oh my God, bro.
Brother.
Brother.
Oh, brother. Come on, brother. Brother. We're on this shit together, man. Brother, please.
For entertainment purposes.
That's crazy, though. How do you go there, though?
Holy fuck.
Yes, for entertainment purposes.
Is Ruby Rose a rapper?
No.
Is she a rapper?
I don't know. I think she does have some tracks. Yeah, she has some tracks.
That's the other thing. Like, if she makes one song, does that make her a rapper?
Sure.
Like Danny Lee?
Mariah Carey's rapped.
No, she has not.
She's rapped once, bro. You think she doesn't
Mariah Carey has not rapped.
You don't think that on her mixtape that she was going to release with Eminem, she had rap songs?
No, first of all, not a mixtape.
No, she didn't, bro.
What are you fucking talking about?
Then you can say Beyonce or Rihanna rapped.
She sings.
We can make Mariah Carey work.
I'd say Rihanna's disqualified just because...
Of what?
She just fell off a little bit.
You don't think she looks good?
Like what? During pregnancy?
Yo, I think we should call these
folks. Yeah, I gotta go to Hamilton, dude. Y'all are fucked. Y'all are
actually... Go, bro. This guy's funny trying to fucking...
Trying to get us cooked.
Not even that, dog. Fucking.
He's trying to get us what? What do you mean by that?
It's late.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you thinking about, bro?
I'm just asking a regular question,
bro. You're the one salivating and gripping the other man's phone, dog. You get yourself in your own situation.
Like... Yo, y'all can't... She's alright, still. Whatever. I'm gonna twist that. So... That's she's got it.
So yours is what, Glorilla?
No.
Out of all the ones, you fucking picked Glorilla, bro.
I'm talking about. Are you guys insane?
What?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Whoa, whoa, we're having a different conversation.
What?
We're
having a
completely different conversation. All right, bro.
So, hey, you gotta end it on that one. Peace, yo. Peace.